Operator.
Joined.
Matthias.
Joined.
Good morning, this is Tanya.
Hi, Tanya, this is Matthias.
How are you doing? Good. All right, we're starting to do our dial-outs. And you didn't specify, but the request this morning, that is for Spanish, correct?
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay.
Sure, yeah, that'd be for Spanish.
We thought so. Okay.
Hey, Glenn, tell you. What? Excuse-moi, j'ai pas compris. Qu'est-ce que t'as dit? Ah, on a une conférence dans 5 minutes sur le budget. Ah, d'accord, très bien. 25, alors je vais les noter. D'accord, très bien. 25, et il y en a 15, on s'arrête là. Ciao!
Spanish interpreter on the French channel.
Joined.
French interpreter on the English channel.
Joined.
guy from Africa.
Joined.
Nick.
Joined.
Hello.
Hi, Nick.
Going to confuse the hell out of people with Nick 1, 2, and 3 here.
Yeah, I'll just change my name. But they're still in Nick 2.
Yeah, I don't know who the Nick 2 is.
Do you know, is Kevin on the call?
Yeah, he's on the IM. I'm just asking him if he's uploaded the presentation or will soon. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, how are you?
I am good, and I'm sure I'm a little more awake than you are.
I can't find my cell phone. That gives you an idea of where I am.
You cannot find your cell phone?
I think I left it in my home, actually.
I think there's a little bit of that going around, because I believe Denise did that earlier this week.
Darlene.
Joined.
It's 5:30. Should we wait a few minutes? I'm not sure how many people are on the call, Nick.
People are still signing in, so I'm just making the chat window a little bigger. Adding shit. Pardon my French.
I took out the note on purpose. You wanted to keep it?
Because people will undoubtedly be asking, what's the URL?
Doug Brent.
Joined.
Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm good.
I should not say good morning. I should say good day. Excuse me.
You can say good morning, because where you are, it's probably very early.
It is indeed.
Cheryl.
Joined.
Good morning, Cheryl. This is Kevin Wilson.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Ah, not too shabby at all.
Good. Did you receive the link to the Adobe Connect, Cheryl?
So I'm just entering now.
Okay, great. And Danny, it looks like you're on the Adobe Connect. Are you on the phone as well?
I can hear you.
Great. Hello, Danny.
Hey, Danny.
Hey. Good morning, Nick. Morning, Doug. Morning, Kevin.
This is, if anybody ever saw the TV series The Waltons, it was sort of like this.
Now, I could start with good night all, but I think I shouldn't.
Right, indeed.
Just for all of us on the English channel, be advised there are interpreters simultaneously interpreting us in French and Spanish. So, speaking slowly and distinctly will be helpful, as will muting yourself if you are in a noisy area and you are not going to speak for some time.
Nick, Cheryl here. Can I ask, are the interpreters plugged into the Adobe as well, or are we going to have to do endless roll calls?
No, they are in Adobe Connect now.
Good. So as long as we identify ourselves wherever possible, one limitation of Adobe being that if I push and use the chat on here, you know where I'm speaking, but because we're using the Adigo phone bridge, it's not saying who's speaking. That should be fine. Thanks for that, Nick.
Yes, and as Cheryl noted, I forgot the important point that when you begin to speak, it's helpful if you say your name, so that those on the interpreted channels will know who is being interpreted.
Nick, it's Darlene.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm in the room, but I don't see anything. Is it just supposed to be blank right now?
Nope, there's a giant blue presentation up.
I don't have anything. Maybe I should re-enter? I don't know.
You might want to try it. I'm going to make the, I'm optimizing this, the Adobe Connect session for a modem in hopes that that may help some people who may be on low connection.
Okay, I'll get out and try again.
Yeah.
I have to say I love this method of working. It was, we used it for the first time on last week for the Fast Flux briefing, and it was a great improvement over simply talking.
Someone has a very loud keyboard.
Probably me.
November.
Joined.
Bo, good morning.
Good morning, Nick. How are you doing?
I am good.
Good.
And you?
Fine. yeah. Incredibly hot here.
So Cheryl has raised her hand.
Yep.
Good. There it goes. She's complete.
You're better at this than I am, Kevin.
I'm still learning. There's a, for those on the call that are also on the Adobe Connect.
Up here, this might be easier to hear me. In the upper right corner on my screen, I assume on yours as well, there's a down arrow to the right of my status active. If you click on that, you can give messages to the rest of us. So, for example, raise your hand or speak louder, speak softer. There's even a line for applause. So I don't think we'll get many of those on this subject, but
we live in hope.
Someone has laughter. That's good, Cheryl. At least we have a sense of humor. This is a great way, though, if there's a lot of people on the call, to queue up for questions so that we don't block each other out. So I'm going to follow that. So, Nick, I hope you could help me track that to make sure that I'm not absorbed in my presentation.
Sure.
Well, it's 5:38. Should we start?
I think no one can stop you, Mr. Presenter.
Okay.
For those of you on the this is Nick speaking. For those of you on the Spanish and French channels, our presenter today is the Chief Financial Officer of ICANN, Kevin Wilson, who will be reviewing the operating plan and budget draft for the forthcoming fiscal year, and then answering questions.
Great. Thank you, Nick. Welcome, everybody. As Nick said, I'm the Chief Financial Officer, and I've been with ICANN since June of 2007. So this is my first year cycle. I'm excited to be presenting this to you all, and for your information, we've been presenting this similar presentation to a number of constituencies over this week and last week and in the coming week, getting ready for the Paris meeting. I'm going to assume that everyone has or is viewing the slideshow, either has a hard copy or has a PDF version on their screen, or hopefully they're even on the Adobe Connect. So I'll occasionally refer to the slide number down below, and if you get lost, please let me know, and I will Nick and I will help catch you up. I'm on slide one now. So the purpose of this presentation is really to bring everyone up to speed on how we arrived here, the process we've arrived at obtaining the current operating plan and budget, the draft operating plan, including the posting of it, to give you some highlights of the operating plan for fiscal year 09. And by the way, the fiscal year 09, for those who might not be familiar, starts on July 1st, 2008, and it ends 12 months later on June 30th, 2009. Next, we will give highlights of the budget numbers and the overall revenue and expenses that we are estimated to be spending in the next fiscal year, and then highlight some of the community consultation comments and questions, and then highlight what the next steps are as we march to the Paris ICANN meeting. So that's the purpose of the meeting. Now on to slide two. This is a graphic which basically highlights the essence of ICANN's planning cycle, that in the first 6 months of the fiscal year, that is from July to January of each year, we embark on a strategic planning exercise which culminates in our strategic plan being established in and posted and approved by the board in December, and ours was approved in December 2007, the current strategic plan. The strategic plan is a three-year planning tool which allows us to take a three-year view of ICANN's major strategic priorities. Then the operating plan for the next fiscal year is developed and created largely from community consultation and is pillared the foundation of which is on the community input and comment, of which this call is obviously an important part of that. And so the operating plan starts in January of 2009, in February 2009, I'll go to the slide 3, which highlights this. In February of 2009, at the New Delhi ICANN meeting, we presented an initial framework which really highlighted the essence of the fiscal year 09 plan and the major initiatives, and highlighted the fact that ICANN is undergoing a lot of operational initiatives. And at the New Delhi meeting, and then as well as afterwards, we had a number of calls and meetings to get and obtain community feedback and input into the plan. After that, high-level framework was developed in New Delhi. We then went to the department managers and project managers within ICANN and developed detailed cost estimates to generally follow that framework. And then on May 17th, we posted the draft fiscal year 09 operating plan and budget, and that was posted on, as I said, on the 17th of May. And now, obviously, we're going through community consultation to review that 40-some-odd page document to make sure that the final budget, which is planned to be approved in, I think it's the 26th of June by the board, and be considered by the board, to make sure that final document is reflective of the best wishes and best intentions and the priorities set forth by the community. So that's what we're doing now. The next slide highlights essentially that process, and also highlights the change in process this year that we really wanted to, based on feedback from prior years, we wanted to give lots of time, so we extended the feedback period from 4 months. So after the initial framework was posted in New Delhi in February, it allows more time for community feedback. The next slide, slide 5, really highlights the planned activities for fiscal year 09, which is a large and long list, and you'll see that, and it's reflected in the increase in the budget as well. The first one on the list here is to complete the new GTLD implementation. So the new GTLD policy was set forth by the GNSO. That's being finalized by coming up with the implementation details, and which, as you know, is a complicated and extensive process. The intention is in fiscal year 09 to actually launch the application process and accept applications for new GTLDs. This fiscal year 09 also continues on and makes significant progress on the IDN activities, the international domain name activities in non-English scripts. The next major set of activities centers around the IANA function, and as well as improving the services and functions in ICANN. The fourth one on the list here is to strengthen the security and the systems and infrastructure for ICANN. The Next one is to enhance the contractual compliance on behalf of registrants. So you'll see there's a significant increase in budget in the compliance area as well. The last one we have here on the list here is just to generally strengthen the multi-stakeholder model, which includes more outreach to more geographic areas, Asia in particular, and as well as with more languages. So we have a significant translation budget, more constituency groups. For example, I think this year there's going to be an extra effort on some of the business community as well. And obviously the ALAC continued strengthening of that, as we'll be talking about and answering questions about shortly. In short, I think the slide here puts it together well, is that by necessity we need to execute one of ICANN's most demanding operational plans. Some would argue the highest growth of operating plans. So we have a very tall order to bring ICANN up to the end of fiscal year 09. This next slide, 6, is to... welcome. Next slide at 6 highlights the expense budget. And as you can see, there is an extensive increase in certain of the key initiatives. So let's see if I can get my pointer working correctly. Yeah. So the baseline activities essentially are the core operations of ICANN, which we've been developing and clarifying recently with the Board Finance Committee. But this is essentially flat. The key initiatives, and there are some significant growth in these areas, those are also showing us growth, significant growth in those areas. And so we'll highlight those in a few minutes on what the growth in the overall budget. And then a subset of those key initiatives is the IDN and new GTLD activity, which also will show significant growth in fiscal year 09 as we get ready to launch the new GTLD, next round of new GTLDs. There also is an increase in the contingency, and we can talk about that as well. Moving on to slide 7. This is just a brief highlight of the operating plan. I know many of you have read the actual operating plan that's been posted on the website, so we encourage that. But this is just a brief highlight. Essentially, the revenue of ICANN will continue as is, meaning the basic model for this fiscal year 09 in this budget is the registry and registrar revenue, as we've are familiar with, as well as the CCTLDs, RARs, and there's a little bit more investment income because of our reserve balances and new investment policy, as well as some sponsorship revenue from the ICANN meetings. The changes in the revenue, you can see there is an almost $10 million increase, is really from two sources. One is some contracts, like the registry contract with VeriSign, is increasing this year in fiscal year 09, as well as normal domain name growth that we forecasted and estimated for this budget. The point there about the ad grace period that it's proposed in this budget, that the 5-day ad grace period be reduced, eliminated, or reduced, I guess is the accurate way to say it. And we can get into the details if there's interest in that. But essentially, we believe that will not be essentially a revenue neutral impact on ICANN. The purpose of that is obviously not to increase the revenue by adding 5 days of fees, but rather to as a method to control domain name tasting. The operating expenses are increasing to in this draft budget to $51.8 million. largely based on the initiatives that we just touched on briefly. In addition, that's operating expenses. The total expenses are increasing to $58.5 million. So you can see there's a fairly significant increase to handle the operating needs of ICANN. In addition, we've highlighted, I think last year the capital budget was highlighted, although not directly impacting operating expenses. Obviously, the depreciation on those capital items over the subsequent years is factored into the operating or the total expenses. But this year, we're showing that very clearly. The total expenditures of $3.7 million to build ICANN and strengthen us for the years in the future. The net impact of this is that the reserve fund, the I assume everyone here knows that ICANN is not a for-profit organization, that we don't distribute the money to our shareholders. However, there is a clear direction as documented in the strategic plan to build a reserve fund equal to 1 year's operating funds, just for fiscal and financial security and to help our overall strategic mission. And this year, because of the strong initiatives as well as a belief that we really can't ask our revenue communities to contribute more, we've essentially asked, we're estimating here in our budget that we would increase the reserve fund $2.2 million, which would be $7.8 million less than that's adjusted by the strategic plan for a given year. I think the idea being after the new GTLD programs are in place, then we can get back to building up the reserve fund to the level that we think it needs to be to cover 1 year's of operations. Any questions? I could take a breather here for just a minute if you'd like to answer any questions so far. And we'll also save for questions at the end if we'd like. Okay. Good. I'll move on with slide 8. Slide 8 is essentially a in numeric format, the same thing that was discussed on the prior slide in words. So here's the $2.2 million increase in the reserve fund estimated for this year based on $61 million in revenue and a total expenditures of a little over $58 million. And the suggested reserve fund of $10 million coming up to $7.8 million. Let's see here. So I will moving right along. These are the initiatives and increase in expense budget for fiscal year 09, and we can answer any specific questions on this. There's a lot of numbers here to digest, but it basically describes how we get to the $51.8 million increase by each of the strategic organizational initiatives that we have in here. We can come back to that. I wanted to drive home this slide 10, and then we just have a couple slides, and then we can answer some of the specific ALAC questions if you'd like. The FY09 budget accommodates the expenses associated with implementing the work that we've discussed about. And any items that we need to do for scaling, for example, it talks about an IANA here, to prepare for the new GTLDs, that's factored into this budget. So the implementation costs for the new GTLD is in the fiscal year 09 budget. I want to emphasize that the revenue from applications, so the actual application revenue, for those people applying for new GTLDs is not included in this FY09 budget, the draft budget that we're talking about, nor are registry fees or even registrar fees once they're operational. So those are not factored into it. In addition, we do not have application, the variable operational application costs. So the cost to actually process an application are not included in that. And it's essentially the work that we're doing, our baseline work, special initiatives, organizational initiatives to get ready for that, and then and any known cost to help us get ready for the launch of new GTLDs. So the question is where is those items? And the with help from the Board Finance Committee and the GNSO and others, we've decided that it makes most sense to come up with a separate new GTLD budget about 90 days prior to the launch of the new GTLD program. And so that separate budget, once the GTLD policy is approved, once the draft RFP is designed and posted for comment, then we'll submit a separate budget to cover the new GTLD, and that would obviously cover any relevant revenue from application fees as well as revenue from operations, and then the variable expenses for processing those applications, and then of course also the scaled costs for operating those for supporting those new GTLDs once they're up and running. So that would be covered in a separate budget and go through a separate process. I can't say with certainty what day that separate budget would be done. I think there's too many moving parts for me to predict that. Others might on the call might have a better prediction, but I'm thinking internally in our group that the Cairo meeting is a rough idea of when we think that would be ready to post and communicate what that new separate GTLD budget would be. Okay, so that's slide 10. The new GTLD program activities, I think I've covered these pretty well, that there are some significant costs associated with the new GTLD, including dispute resolution. I mentioned the developing the RFP. There's also a global communication effort. I think it's very clear from the GNSO policy and the community that we do not want to have this as an ICANN insider application round for new GTLDs. We want it to be broadly known and well known both from governments as well as from private companies and individuals to be aware of that. We need to invest in our IT support, and then I mentioned the scaling of the base processes in IANA. And essentially every department, every part of the organization at ICANN and the community is affected by the new GTLD. We have, I think it's 16 registries now, and to move up to 16 plus X, you know, pick your number, it's significant. I'll cover the slide 12 very quickly, that there's a lot of other significant efforts, each which can easily take up a full meeting to discuss, including launching the IDNs in the root, the fast track for the CCTLDs, broadening participation, which is a very broad category, which includes more translation, more remote access services, so that the meeting is more accessible to those that aren't, both the ICANN meetings and other meetings as well. And then I mentioned the outreach to more parts of the globe. We realize that it's very important that we're able to be reached throughout, and especially certain countries with very strong internet users population. Implementing the GNSO improvements and organizational reviews is a significant cost and effort on part of ICANN. And then I mentioned the compliance activities. There's a lot of beefing up and enhancing and improving that, and continuing the work that we've been doing on that. And then the very important to ICANN as well and to the Internet is obviously the security initiatives, including training and mapping out the security disaster recovery planning effort. So what are the next steps? We'll be taking comments and questions. So everybody will take those comments that are posted on the public comments as well as those that are gathered and come up with an FAQ, a frequently asked question document that will capture those comments and questions and complete the final version of the operating plan and budget and present it at the public forum and as well as the various constituency meetings in Paris, and then send it to the board for consideration and adoption on the 26th of June. The final slides here are really reference slides to ensure that we get broad community. And Nick, I'd like to encourage you to continue to send those out to perhaps those that aren't on the call to make sure we get all the comments that we want to. There's a reference page which has the URL links. And then this last reference slide is for those who were active in the New Delhi high-level framework budget presentation, just to show that essentially although we've scrubbed the numbers and come up with that more detailed cost estimates, the essential presentation that Doug made in New Delhi is reflected in this draft budget. There's not any significant changes in the process or the results. So with that, I can open up to questions. I know I received, Nick, last night, or I received it this morning, a series of questions that you have. We can cover those or kind of open it up to the floor. It looks like Danny has raised his hand.
Good morning.
Good morning, Danny.
First off, I'd like to thank you for your earlier response to the question on the North American regional list regarding the contingency. That was quite helpful.
Great.
The comment I wanted to make comes from somebody who has tried to participate in reading these budgets year after year. I recall last year going through the budget trying to find out how much was being allocated for the at-large, and then eventually finding a number that went for, global partnerships or something, and then subtracting that from some other number until finally we could determine exactly what the at-large budget was. This year, I can't even find it in there. So I guess my question to you would be, in response to what we perceive as a need for transparency, is there a way that in the future that you could simply make these things a lot clearer? If I want to know in general terms how much is being budgeted for IANA consideration, or how much is going to the combination of ALS's, RALO's, ALAC, I should be able at a glance to see that. Currently, I can't, and I find that somewhat disturbing.
Okay, good. That's a great question. Let me give an initial response, and then Nick or Doug, if you want to jump in and clarify that as well with more history. In short, I know that there has never been any question that we want to be transparent and open. I know that we've struggled with that in years past at times, but it's from what I can tell, it's never been because of interest and desire. So I want to say that, be on the record to say that we definitely want to be open and transparent. I know that in this past year, there's been more metrics, more visibility with the dashboard and published information, for example, that I publish and work with the Board Finance Committee, much, much more extensive and drill-down ability to look at details on that. Internally, on the at-large budget, and this is actually true with every department or every program or every project, it's always a challenge because there's some costs that are directly attributable to a department or a program or a project or a constituency, and those are direct costs. So, for example, I would argue that Nick's salary and his benefits are all associated with at-large. He's fully, he has other functions, translation committee and things like that, that he and his team are involved with. But I would call that a direct cost. There are other things, for example, this conference call that is maybe perhaps wrapped up in sort of a general cost that our IT group, also gets bills for GNSO calls and board calls, et cetera. which are sometimes a little harder to allocate across to the individual departments. So this is what I'd like to do as a takeaway from that. I'm hearing you loud and clear, and since we've just been starting to communicate the last week or so, Danny, I'm hearing a common theme from my interactions. I know you've been heavily involved for a lot longer than that, but my interaction with you has been that short of period. My recommendation is that I sit down with Nick and Denise and Doug as well and come up with, you know, some sort of standard report that Nick could send out that would caveat that issue, that this isn't a fully burdened cost, at least initially. We don't have a time card system. I don't think we're ready to do that. But certainly the travel costs, the outside support travel costs, there's certain aspects of the at-large budget that are really important for you. And I know that you were helping to prepare this World Summit budget as well. It's very difficult to do unless you have historical costs. So, Nick, unless you object to that, I'd like to come up with something, maybe perhaps quarterly report that you could do as a sort of a subset of what we do to the board and the community and our auditors to address that issue, and then we just would need to caveat that it's unaudited and it will be audited at year end, and that this issue about it's not fully burdened, we need to identify that.
Kevin, I'd like a follow-up question, if I may. This is a very brief one. The question was already posted to your public comment section, but from an at-large perspective, well, we've obviously got a strong interest in developing country situations so that we can, in fact, enable their further participation. I'm going back to Section 7.2 of the .NET Registry contract, which indicates that a special restricted fund was set up. Clearly, we in the at-large community would like to know how much is going into that fund and how much is being dispersed and how, because it clearly is in the area of our particular interest.
Yes. Yeah, I actually drafted a response to that, Danny. And for those on the call who perhaps aren't familiar with the issue, real briefly, there's when the .NET agreement was established, the 75-cent fee that they charge, there's three tranches, three 25-cent tranches that were earmarked and asked to be perhaps justifying the 75 cents that they'd be spent for security, for outreach, and for general
operating funds
for the good of the internet. And so I have a response to that. So stay tuned. I'd like to send that out this week to you and the group that asked for it. But I think that in short, the answer is that we definitely have spent the funds in those areas, but I'd like to show you the report and the numbers so that you can evaluate it yourself.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Doug wants a word.
Yeah, Kevin, you got to watch my hands. You got to watch the hands going.
Oh boy. Okay. Good.
So I wanted to go comment back on Danny's earlier comment, and just to let you know that Danny, that this discussion about what's sort of shown in the budget is, I think it's a challenge. After we get off this call in about an hour and a half, we're going to talk to the ESSAC, and of course, their question is, what is ICANN spending on security? And you find out as you go through the budget, there's, you know, many of the individual elements that we've categorized in different places would come out in a security focus. I guess I would just summarize Kevin's whole discussion on that, saying this is one of those things that seems simple, but it's sort of harder than you think. I do think it's reasonable that we should, and we're getting, you know, this is a huge discussion topic with the board, to have some sort of functional accounting view. As Kevin could go on at length about, which would say, you know, sort of on an organization basis, you know, CCNSO, GNSO, ALAC, et cetera, what are we spending? So that's definitely on our plate. I think in the near term, what I would say we should do is for this budget year, as we close off on this budget draft, provide the at-large community with a view of what the budget is, with the caveat that Kevin said there's going to be some costs that aren't fully allocated, and that's just we just don't have a way to do that right now. But I think it'll give you a good sense of where the big costs are, which are travel and those other costs. And then I think update either three times a year at ICANN meetings or quarterly a focus on the direct costs, which would be primarily travel, and that's sort of I think what our current system would allow us to do. But I will tell you that going into fiscal 10, the Board Finance Committee and Kevin, and in fact we have a meeting later today, this is a very high focus area, and so your request is right in the heart of what we're driving to from an overall financial systems point of view as well.
Appreciate the commentary. Thank you, Doug.
Yeah.
Good. Good. Okay, so that's appreciate that. Any other questions, comments, suggestions?
Kevin, I'm sorry, I got off, but I would like to make another comment which relates to the at-large comments on the operating plan. Could I address that now? Or
sure.
Cheryl, I don't know if you'd like to take another question.
Yeah, I think that's great. I don't see any other hands up either.
Okay. I mean, first of all, I want to say that I think it was great to see that kind of input from the at-large community on the budget. That I think it shows, it's just another sign of the at-large community sort of responding in totality to the ICANN plan. I know the issues of at-large budget are very important, but I think it's great to get this sort of feedback on the entire sort of work plan for ICANN and get the at-large perspective on it. I will say realistically that those comments did not greatly affect the draft in front of you right now. Those were received, I think, towards the end of the first week in May. As you know, the draft budget is posted May 17th, but even though sometimes it feels like we're working to the last minute, there was not enough time in that cycle to heavily accommodate those comments into what you saw posted. Certainly, these comments will affect the final plan, and you'll see analysis of the comments. But wanted to thank you very much, and think they're great comments. I could, or Kevin could address any specific point that people brought up in the draft. There were a couple that I saw that I wanted to make make a couple of quick comments on, if I could. One is in the nature of complaints processing on compliance. I don't know if we want to really take the time in the next 17 minutes here, but we'll say that I think sort of the direction of the comments, which I would call sort of a closed-loop support system, we're much closer to that. We have some system support in place and would be happy to talk about the details behind that. But just to let you know that I think the direction that at-large talks about in their comments is something that's already being worked on. I think, Kevin, in the IDN comments, it covered many areas. It actually was some broad comments from at-large with respect to IDN. But I think if you look at the combination of the outreach efforts in GTLDs, which will include IDNs and what's happening with the CCIDN group, I think that's largely accommodated as well. And I think the translation stuff probably was addressed. Those were just my top-line comments on that. And just again, want to say one more time that thank you very much for those comments, and those will be analyzed and addressed in the final plan.
Great. Thank you, Doug.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like Cheryl stepped away.
Kevin, I didn't see anything in the budget generally with respect to transition costs in the post-MOU environment. I know the President's Strategic Committee is working on it, but are you anticipating any costs associated with the upcoming process?
You cut out right at the beginning. I heard, do you expect any increase in costs in something, but I don't know what the something was.
Okay.
I could say yes,
dealing,
but...
Yeah, we'll be dealing with a post-MOU environment before long.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah.
I didn't see any cost built into this particular budget to deal with possible considerations that may come up by way of President's Strategy Committee recommendations. Is there any internal thinking that there will be costs associated with the process?
Yes, definitely there will be. Doug could probably speak to it more definitively, but for example, there's well into the six figures for consulting costs. If we had a time card system, there certainly would be significant staff resources spent on that effort. The presence in Washington, D.C., for example, to work with the various government agencies to ensure that we're ushering that and communicating clearly the getting them comfortable to move to the post MOU environment. Definitely resources are being spent.
Kevin, can I just add to that for Danny's benefit that there certainly is nothing built in for sort of assuming some significant structural change, a dramatic change from where we are today. I think we have to be open to what comes out of the President's Strategy Committee, and if something came out of that required substantial additional funding, I think that could be a justification for going into the reserve fund. My expectation is that if I have not been heavily involved in that process, so this is not some subtle signaling. This is just my opinion. Is that would likely any significant expenses beyond what Kevin described, which are non-trivial, but any kind of serious structural expense would probably fall into the next fiscal year, probably in July 2009 or beyond. But I think if we did, if the community decided that there was something that we needed to spend money on earlier, that could be a perfect justification for using money out of either this contingency or the larger reserve fund.
Okay. All right.
Great. Any other questions, comments, suggestions?
Are there any questions from the Spanish channel?
Yes, I have a question. I have a question. This is José Luis Barzallo.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, this is José Luis Barzallo. I have a question. Dígame, José Luis.
We've lost audio.
Jose, we can't hear you.
I don't know. What I wanted to ask, I don't know if I lost it at one moment, but if the budget was destined a trip, an annual trip for the community at large, and we could talk about a point throughout the year. Can you hear me?
We're hearing, it sounds like about two-thirds of your sentence.
Okay, hold on a second.
I think he's listening and attempting to interpret at the same time, and it's a complex statement.
Cheryl here. Nick, that was the interpreter speaking, not her.
Yes. Yes, that's the interpreter for today.
Okay. I was worried about Jose for a moment.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Repita la pregunta, por favor. puede repetir la pregunta, por favor, José? José, puede repetir la pregunta?
Are you speaking?
The question is that within the budget, you have contemplated an annual meeting with the community at large so that you could have a general assembly and take any important decision that could be pending. That's the question.
Is the question in relation to the proposed at-large summit or RALO general assemblies?
Yes, it would be with the community at large, because at the moment there is no budget for any more meetings. So, you know, I would like to know what are the possibility to have another meeting.
Okay, Nick, do you want me to start with that?
Yeah, go ahead. I think he's talking
about the World Summit.
I think.
Okay. Jose, I think this is Kevin Wilson. I think you were talking about the at-large World Summit. My understanding is there will be a proposal forthcoming shortly from the at-large community to our board, highlighting the indications for this World Summit. For this budget, in working with Nick, we have a placeholder for that amount, although roughly $500,000. We have not fine-tuned that pending the approval of that of that initiative. Nick, you don't know this, but I don't think you know this, but I'd like to work with you on coming up with an alternative budget for the at-large group in with scenario B being what happens if it didn't pass, scenario A if it does pass, or a variation of that, so that we're prepared for all scenarios as we approach the final budget.
Happy to do that.
Great. Hopefully that answers Jose's question. It looks like Cheryl mentioned something about her questions are
thank
answered.
Thank you very much. I have another. This is another comment. I would like. I think that the community in general at large, we would like to be included in the budget in the same manner like the rest of the group. Did you hear? Can you hear me?
Yes, but I don't understand. I'm not sure I understand the question. All the communities in ICANN are receiving the same level of input and this receiving individualized briefings on the budget and the like. So I'm not sure. Is that what you were referring to, Jose?
What I was talking about was to include the budget of the same groups. But when you talk about an alternative budget, I would think that it'll be like an additional part of the budget. What I was meaning is that the community at large should have the same treatment within the budget. Of course, with the difference that they require, but within the same annual budget.
I'm sorry, Jose, but I just don't understand what exactly you mean, I'm afraid. If anyone else has a better idea. Cheryl is asking to speak.
Nick, this is Doug Brent. I'll try to speak more slowly, so lo siento para los que hablan español.
Bonjour.
Joined.
Hi, hello.
Hello. I would say that at large is, the approach for budgeting at large is much the same as budgeting for all other organizations. At large does get special travel support that other supporting organizations and advisory councils of ICANN do not get, but that the approach to budgeting is much the same across the organization. So I don't know if that really answered Jose's question, but from a budget approach point of view, I would say it is largely the same. So it would be helpful to understand where he perceives a difference or what that difference is so that we could answer the question.
Jose, also, if you wish to send in the question, even if you wish to send it in Spanish to the staff account, we can get an answer to you.
Thank you, Nick. Cheryl here. Yes, I was going to suggest that Jose put his concern in writing, because I'm sure that both Kevin and Doug will be more than happy to continue our dialogue off the Adrigo and Adobe world and into the simple world of emails. I am now, unfortunately, going to have to stamp my feet rather loudly and say we now have our ALAC call people starting to come into this call, and we do need to wrap up the operating plan and budget briefing with my absolute thanks, and I think all of us that have joined here tonight have benefited greatly from this presentation. I assume that the door is open for us to continue some dialogue leading up to Paris and obviously in Paris, but we do have now 3 minutes before our next call for our normal ALAC meeting is going on. That said, if Kevin or Doug wish to join us at that call, I'm sure they have other things to do there, more than welcome, as all our calls are public. But thank you all very, very much, and I look forward to furthering this, I think, a really interesting paradigm shift in the way the strategic planning and operational plan is now being approached, which I know I've said before, Doug, but we do need to hang up the call now. Thank you very much, Kevin.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much for your time, and yes, we appreciate your comments and suggestions.
Thanks very much for the early hour.
Okay, great. Talk to you soon.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much for that.
If anyone is on this call that has dialed in for the ALAC,
left,
hang up and dial back in.
Left.
So Hong, you'll need to dial back in.
Hong is here.
Left.
Cheryl.
Left.
Oh no. Oh, left.
Left.
Has the meeting concluded,
Nick?
Yes, the meeting is concluded. Hong, this is the operator. You need to redial in because that was a budget meeting. That wasn't your normal ALAC meeting.
Spanish interpreter on the French channel.
Okay.
Left.
Hong Xie.
Left.
Operator.
Left.
French interpreter on the English channel.
Left.
Jacqueline Morris.
Left.
Cheryl.
Joined.
Cheryl.
Left.
Hongxue.
Joined.
Oh, I must be the first one. Hongxue.
Left. Left.
Nick.
Joined.
Cheryl.
Joined.
Okay, I've just come back.
I've come back too. I guess we have to hang up.
Well, I was back in, and I was dismissed, so I'm assuming this is a clean call.
Bendler.
Joined.
They're still
Cheryl.
Talking.
Left.
Hello?
Nick.
Left.
Bendler.
Left.